Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Then all four original members will be reuniting for the first time since 1991 on a Alexis Conran show. Apparently he's got a show on this station. Who the fuck? That's quite possibly one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. I mean, this Dave Hill book is just... it's out of this world. It's incredible. And when it was kind of over for Slade and they couldn't get a hit, that was a single they released, thinking that that might get them back in the charts. The Okie Kokie! It has got the best opening. Here we go, listen to the opening.
We gotta do something rock and rolling, Okie Kokie!
We're going to do some rock and roll in Hokey Cokey.
I didn't hate it. I'm going to say it.
I mean, if that came on, if that comes on at a Christmas party, I've never heard that before. If that came on at a Christmas party, I'd be up doing the Hokey Cokey. Of course, the Hokey Cokey is about...
It's about 3 minutes long. And it gets quite frenetic towards the end.
It's about the Great Fire of London.
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's about the Great Fire of London.
Oh, you won't go back in again if you got out.
Yeah, to put your right arm in is to get your loved ones and bring your right arm out. You bring your wife out. In, grab your kids out. In, grab your kids out. Shake it all about because it's singed. It's about the Great Fire of London. Absolutely true. 03444991000 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, Billy Snowflake.
Don't.
No, I know. Can I read his tweet out? So there's a story in the paper today. I'm quitting the show. Okay. So maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't. Who knows? So there's a story in the paper that Ian Lee has. Tragic comic. Ian Lee. Where is it? That's the headline. Ian Lee has on-air meltdown as he says he wants to quit. Quit is in capitals. His shit radio show, but is up to his eyeballs in debt due to divorce.
I mean.
Ian Lee said he wanted to quit his SH1T radio show, but can't due to mounting debts caused by ongoing divorce in an on-air meltdown on Tuesday. The former I'm a Celebrity star, 45.
Well, happened on Monday, but they're always a day
granted.
Late.
Granted. How come Stanley Johnson's on the ITV2 Extra Camp show? And I was told I wasn't asked. Ranted about declining numbers of listeners and the lack of originality of his nightly show, The Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio. Excellent plug there. And hang on, where else are you going to hear someone complaining about the lack of originality on a show that they are responsible for the output of? Where else? No one else is going to say it. Before admitting he felt like he was treading water, as his aghast co-host, Catherine Boyle. Co-host?
Hey! I'm up from female pal.
Well, I would say that's a demotion. Attempted to talk to him, the comedian went on to slam the same old callers who contact the show before saying if he didn't have to shell out $3,000 a month, he would quit. He said, I don't know what to do. 24 minutes in, I don't know where to take it. So close to quitting because I just feel I'm repeating the same old SH1T we've been doing for years. It's not going anywhere. They failed to mention that... Hello? So, is that you? Can you turn that off, please? They failed to admit that we then went on to do one of the best radio shows we've done in a long time. We're getting the same old callers. It feels like the same handful of people calling him. We've got Alan. We've got Nigel. We've got Alistair. We've got the same 5-6 people calling in for 3 years. Then my friend Scott took a picture of just this bit of quote and sent it to me. And he said, I'm in hysterics at this. Alistair's calling in now. I don't know why. It's probably to have a go at me. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's the paper set. I'm doing Good Morning Britain tomorrow, so I'm assuming they're gonna banjax me, and call me out on quitting. And what I might do tomorrow on Good Morning Britain is announce I am actually quitting.
Right. Okay,
so here's the thing. Because I spoke to Denny, my boss, about this. And I phoned him up today. I said, look, there's a story in the paper today. I just want you to know it's a load of bullshine. He said, oh, no, it's fine. He said, but how would you feel about maybe you disappear for a few days and I kind of issue a statement saying that you've left? And I said, yeah, that's cool, but I can't afford to at the moment. But so tomorrow on Good Morning Britain, if they push me about it, I'm going to announce I'm quitting, okay? But you, dear listener, they might not ask me. They want me to go on, and I'm doing the showbiz. So I'm talking about I'm a Celebrity with Joe Pasquale. And they emailed me today saying, we just want you to talk about what's going on in the camp at the moment. I said, yeah, sure, fine. Haven't seen any of it, and I'm not going to watch any of it, but happy to say anything you write down on a card for me to say. So all of my insight tomorrow about the jungle will be something I've told. So they may not even mention it. But if they do keep pushing, so what is this? I'm going to give them an exclusive and say, yes, I'm quitting. But you, dear listener, right, you will know I'm not quitting. Okay, I'm just saying it to get Piers Morgan off my back. Is that his name, Piers Morgan?
Piers.
I call him Piers.
I know.
I will just read this, right? So then someone who was upset with the show yesterday, big fan of the show, but because I didn't watch a documentary about UB40 or hand over private information about a caller...
Mm-hmm. Or respond to every single tweet. And he sent a lot.
It's got very angry. Billy, call in again like you did last night, but this time hold on to the phone. Don't put it down. Okay. So Billy retweeted the story in the Daily Mail. It's in all the papers now. So brilliant. And Billy has tweeted the Daily Mail saying, what you didn't mention is that later on during the show, he called me a cheesy bellend and Billy Nobles. Because I wouldn't phone in, so he read the papers instead.
We spoke to other people, I remember that. And that happened yesterday, not the day before.
I informed Ofcom about Ian Lee because he felt it was funny to play dick clips. I didn't play dick clips, I played...
A dick.
He felt it was funny to play...
A dick.
...clips over a news report of an American college gun massacre. It's all right for him to swear and offend people and play Lord Almighty with the dump button... but doesn't like it back. Next tweet, to my boss. You seriously need to get a grip of Ian Lee. Playing...
A dick.
...clips over news reports of high school massacres is not cool. Producer Kath is just a yes person to stroke whatever ego the man has left. Hashtag, sack Ian Lee. Mm-hmm. Just click on that hashtag and see how much support it's getting. There are actually quite a few. But they go back... to 2013 when I was doing Big Brother's bit on the side. Let's just leave him to believe that I when the news was on, I played
a dick
over a story about loads of kids getting shot. Let's just let Billy believe that that's what happened.
Sounds legit, doesn't
sounds like the kind of thing that I would do. There's a story about kids being shot in America. I play this
a dick
several times and Kath doesn't tell me off. Yeah, that sounds like the kind of thing that would happen. Mm-hmm. And Billy, if it happened in your world, then it happened, buddy. It happened.
The other thing is, he's got to be in his bonnet about swearing because he believes he was muted for using the C-bomb on Twitter. He wasn't. No. I muted him for being annoying on Twitter, which is quite different.
Billy, give us a call, man, seriously, because peace and love. I'm here to spread peace. I'm here to spread love. That's what we're doing tonight. It's all about peace. It's all about love tonight. Hey, guess who we met downstairs? Pat Sharp. Coming into the building after going out for a very expensive but very nice vegetarian meal in one of my favourite vegetarian restaurants, Mildred's, the one near Regent Street, not the other one. Not so keen on the other one. That one is great. I've not been there for a long, long time, and I thought we're going to go and see a film, and then we were late for the film. It's like let's go and have a nice meal. Up and out for a nice meal. We had to wait 45 minutes. It was worth it. Waited, for, it was so busy. It'd be about 45 minutes. Yeah, fine, not a problem. So we're munching olives at the bar. And the barman went, yeah, those olives are not to be eaten. They're for customers. I'm not a customer. What he meant was, you can't just dig into these olives. But I was digging in. But yeah, we waited 45 minutes to be sat. This is going to be clever. We waited 45 minutes to be seated. And then it took only 25 minutes to be satiated.
Oh.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. So we're both kind of stuffed and really sleepy after a really, really lovely meal. So tonight's show, I've got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about the guy angry with Shelter, the charity for that give advice to people who are homeless. He says that Shelter, who are bad-mouthing landlords, so he set up this trade union for landlords. It was brilliant. He was on Radio 4 today, and the presenter was going, so how many members have you got in your union? Well, we are the fastest growing landlord union in the country. How many members have you got? Well, just one morning last week, we got 50 new members. So how many members have you got? Well, just, I don't, listen, I'm not here to do an advert for us. I just want to say that we have got plenty of members. That was it. And he was having a go at Shelter for sticking up for people who can't afford legal advice and are getting screwed because they're on the DSS. Anyway, so I want to talk about him. I'd like to get him on the show at some point because he sounds great. I want to talk about fast fashion because I don't really understand. This fast fashion is getting thrown around a lot recently. I don't really understand what it is. Surely it's just capitalism. Anyway, and also there's a thing about kids being addicted to Fortnite. I found a video game that is better than Fortnite, and I'm going to get all of your children addicted to it tonight. We got Jerry, we got John, we got people queuing up. Come and join us, the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
After hours amusement for anarchists, air hostesses and jet-lagged Antipodeans.
G'day, Cobbers. Can I crash on your floor?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. Good evening, John.
Hiya, how are we?
All right, John, what you got for us tonight?
No, it was just a quick phone call. I phoned in a couple of nights ago, pure depressed, and everything like that, and like a long, meaningful chat, and I thought I'd phone in and sound a bit more upbeat and see how everybody's doing.
Yeah, so you're more upbeat?
I'm more upbeat.
What's going on for you, brother?
I was just... like I say, I phoned down a couple of nights ago. I was kind of down. I was letting uni work get on top of me. I was kind of having a bit of problems in terms of paying for some stuff. But payday was today, so that was great.
Yes, man.
I got a lot of uni work done, so I was really happy. And then I thought, you know, I was out and I just thought I'd phone in and say, because obviously I've recently just found your show.
Yeah.
And I've been watching all the YouTube videos, everything. Nice. Everything and all that. I'd read the story the day about you quitting and that, and I thought I'd phone in and say, because I remember you saying about the murder mystery and stuff like that. And I think all I'm phoning to say is that I'm confident that you'll find a formula that will work for the show, and that you'll eventually find something that makes yourself happy for the show, and people are listening.
Here's the thing, right? First of all, I'm not making any big decisions about my life while I'm coming off these flipping pills, right? Because it is insane. And I'm now at a point where I'm taking a pill every other day, but it means the day that I take the pill is normally a really, really tough day because I'm kind of, it takes a couple of hours for it to kick in. So that day is a tough old day. I get the electric shocks in the day and then I kind of sink. And that was probably what it was the other day, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. But let's ask this philosophical question, okay? And let's see where this takes us. Supposing the thing that made me happiest was to not do this radio show. Imagine that for a second. I'm not saying it is, I'm not saying it possibly could be, but imagine if the thing that made me happy was not doing this show. Let me rephrase that. Was not working in show business at all on any level whatsoever. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be a discovery to go, hang on a minute. Yes, I'm good at this, like broadcasting and doing Good Morning Britain and all of that stuff and podcasts and all of that. But it's not only it. Not only does it not make me happy, it makes me actively unhappy. Wouldn't that be a realization to get two kids?
I think so. I think that's reasonable. But I think also you could flip the coin around, because I remember.
What was that?
I said maybe you could even toss the
flip
coin.
Flip the coin. Man alive, your accent. That's the second time I think I've pressed the dump button on you for no reason whatsoever. I thought you said maybe you could F the coin. Did you think that, Sam? You winced a bit.
Considering you've got Scottish heritage, you are very Scotch shy.
I also feel, I can never understand a word my granddad was saying. He was from Aberdeen.
A guy said folk yesterday and Ian reached for the button.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe I'm Scottish.
Well, see, this is the thing. I'm from Glasgow, right? And I'd met somebody from Inverness and they never understood what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it's just me. Maybe
no, it's just, not. It's us, and we are London-centric, and we're English, and we should be embracing our Scottish brothers and sisters more.
Oh, that's true.
So I apologise. I shouldn't have dumped you. That was a bad dump.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You need to do it. But what I was saying was, if you flip the coin, it could be because I was kind of in a bad relationship years and years ago. And I thought to myself, I'm really unhappy. I said, the happiest thing for me would be to get out of this.
Yeah.
And then I sat and thought to myself, but I don't know if I'm ever going to meet anybody else. So it was kind of like, I was like, do I do it? Do I not? And when it eventually happened, I was in a mad, mad state of depression. It was over nothing.
Ending a relationship, even a relationship that you hate, and even a relationship that you hate, and you suspect the other person ain't so keen on either, ending it is the hardest thing, man, isn't it?
Well, no, it is. It really is. And that's what I'm saying. So I think when you ever think of something that's making you unhappy, I think it is always hard to then say, well, this is the source of my unhappiness. Because then you might leave, and then you might find yourself even more unhappy, and it's like, well, now I can't go back, and it's difficult. But like I say, at the end of the day, you need to put yourself...
One of my greatest moments of clarity was after I got clean from drugs the first time, and I got about a year clean, I was with a girl that I'd been with for 8 years at that point, and we split up. So I've been, an a-hole for a long time doing loads of drugs and going out with her, and then I got like a year clean, and we kind of split up, and I sort of initiated it.
Yeah.
And because we were both miserable, we were both miserable, and I could see us both being miserable for many, many years to come. But so we ended it. And I never forget, it was tough and it was horrible. And she moved out, and she sent me a text one night saying, are we doing the right thing? And at that moment, I could have pressed the button. I could have turned it around and said, no, let's get back together. Let's do this. And it was the bravest thing I ever did was right back going, yeah, I think we're doing the right thing. Oh, it was horrible. I feel I'm tearing up thinking about it. Replying back to that, yeah, we're doing the right thing. And it was the right thing. And she is now very, very happy and very, very successful in what she's doing. I saw her a couple of years ago and we emailed from time to time. And I'm on my journey, and splitting up was the right thing to do. But we could have, it's easier to stick with people because you know them.
Yeah, no, exactly, because it's sometimes you become a bit, I don't know what the word is, but you wouldn't focus on yourself. You'd be like, right, I'm not happy, I want to end it, but this person's happy and I'm no one and I hurt them. So it would be like, I'm not going to end it. And then you're putting yourself through more pain just because somebody else is happy. You need to sometimes, again, like I say, you just need to put yourself first and be like, no, this is what I need to do. And that's, again, that's what we were talking about, like the moment of clarity.
The moment of clarity. Hey, listen, man, it's always good to talk to you, John. We'll speak again soon, fella. Thank you. Cheers.
Oh, thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP. Better than eating a kangaroo's...
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Scottish night. I can't be Scottish. We've got Ricky on the line. Good evening, Ricky.
Good evening. Good evening.
What you got for us, boss?
Shelter.
Oh, yeah. So this guy, they are basically saying that companies like Marks and Spencers and another big company should be boycotted because they support Shelter, and Shelter are coming out and saying that all private landlords are bad, evil people. Now, from what I can tell, Shelter are not doing that. They're sticking up for some people that are having a really tough time either getting flats or getting turfed out of properties because they're on benefit. That organisation is basically set up for this argument against Shelter. Yes, Ricky.
And I agree with him. According to my hearsay information...
Yes, what's your recent information?
That it is an extreme left-wing, communist-type organisation that just sells itself and being Mr. Good Guy, doesn't provide any houses, and slags good, honest people. You're providing homes.
Yep. Well, they're not. Hang on a second. Let's go through this one at a time. Yeah. Right. They don't provide houses. No. They provide free legal advice and support for people who are struggling in terms of dealing with. This is one of the many things they do in terms of dealing with landlords who are victimising them. Because they are on benefits, and you describe these landlords. Let me finish. Ricky, you'll come back in a second. Have some manners, please.
No, I have manners.
It's my dame.
It's my dame. This.
No, it's not. We phoned you back, Ricky. It's our dime.
Oh, so you did.
Well done. You see, it's a fact. Let's not let facts get in the way of passion, shall we? You will come back in, dude. Listen. And also, you should say that they're victimising good working people. They're not. The people that they are arguing with are landlords.
Who are good people.
No, you let me finish the sentence. The people they are arguing with are landlords who are exploiting people on benefits. That's who they're arguing with. They're not arguing with good decent landlords, they're arguing with the bent ones that are only out to put money in their pocket at the expense
of families.
You can come in now, Ricky. Well done. You've almost worked out how a conversation works. So now you can come in. I've nearly finished my point, so you can come in and make yours. I'll interrupt you before you finish yours, of course.
Of course, you must, you must. That's all very nice propaganda for an organisation that's talking lots of nonsense.
Those are facts.
You're interrupting me again. No, the facts are... No,
let's hear the facts, Ricky.
No, the facts
let's
are...
Let's hear the facts, Ricky.
...set up there to slag good people and they keep the welfare housing personnel.
Okay.
That's the fact.
That's not... No,
you're just going for a nice story. The story you're giving is one that'll get you votes.
Ricky.
What I'm saying is not a nice thing to say,
Ricky,
but
look,
it's the truth.
It's not true. Can we... do you know
You kept interrupting. Yeah. You kept interrupting me.
Do you know what a fact is? Let's break this down. Do you know the difference between a fact and a passionate...
If we're going to go into all this...
Do you know the difference between a fact and an opinion?
Shelter, to me, I've got a big con job.
Do you know the difference between a...
I'm not going to waste my time. Wait, you showed us what a fact is and a fact. Maybe I...
Do you know the difference... between a fact and an opinion. Do you know the difference between a fact...
It doesn't matter.
No, facts don't matter. Facts don't...
It's been nice talking to you.
Are you a landlord, Ricky? Ricky, are you a landlord? Right, okay.
I'm listening to them.
Okay, so just give us the facts.
They get the facts.
Jesus, what a rude, horrible example of a human being you are. Listen, man.
No, I'm terrible.
You're very rude. You're very, very rude. Get some manners. Thank God you're not a landlord. Who'd want to rent a place from an asshole like you? Now listen.
That was silly.
That was cheap. Because I was hoping you'd listen.
No, no.
You're not listening.
I'm a bum.
I love a bum. Now, Ricky, that's it?
No.
You're done?
No. You come away with sort of cheap stuff like that.
You're done?
You disappoint me. You really do.
You disappoint the human race. Silly. You're an embarrassment to the Scottish people with your bigotry and your lies.
You're talking a lot of rubbish.
You've come on and lied.
Is this the best you can do? Just come on and slag people?
Well,
when
I'm dealing... Yes, it is. That's the show. That's the show.
I'm not impressed at all.
I'm not impressed by your phone call. You can't... Do you want to start again and try doing facts this time, Ricky?
No,
because you haven't got any facts. You haven't got any facts.
You haven't...
I'm sorry. I'm better, Ricky.
I'm very disappointed.
Jesus Christ, what a rude man.
Why are you swearing? I'm a swearing.
Jesus Christ isn't swearing. I don't believe in your God. Now listen. For goodness sakes. Right, Ricky, do you want to talk?
Jeez.
Okay, thanks. Ricky, I'm going to cut you off because
Cut me off. Go on. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm not going to cut you off now. Oh, you hung up. I enjoyed that. So the facts versus opinion. I'm happy to have a conversation, Ricky, but with facts. Maybe, listen, I tell you what, have some coffee, sleep it off, give us a call tomorrow and we'll try then, shall we? 0344 499. What did the shelter is a far left communist.
Extreme left wing.
Wowzers. These people want to, I'm tempted to donate a few quid to shelter. On the back of this. It's the funniest thing. Those are the kind of people that are having a pop at shelter. One of his arguments was, well, they don't house anybody. Right, well, neither do I, but, you know, so what? 0344. I enjoyed that, Ricky. Thank you. Try harder next time. I'm going to give you 4 out of 10. 0344. Calling him an arsehole was beneath me. He's right there. That was beneath me. I was just trying to get his attention. Nothing seemed to be sticking, so I went low. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no! Come travel light, that's all the sky. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call.
Till tomorrow, you know I'm free to roll. Yes, sir. Get a little bit stuck in the cables. My cable got a little bit stuck. Is this Ross or Roz? Roz. I would write that phonetically. Put a Z at the end. Good evening, Ross. Roz.
Is that Zed?
No, I know. No, I know.
Dirty pervert.
No, but...
Dick.
Yeah, okay. Steady on. It's like, sorry, this is the most intelligent conversation I've had with a woman all evening. But but it doesn't matter whether there's a Z or not. I have to pronounce it. So it
Zetherind.
should be written with a Z.
Yes.
On my screen.
Yeah, but it should be called Newfoundland. Who said was?
Who says Rob? What? What's she talking
about? Who allowed you to shorten my name?
It said you did when you phoned up and said your name was Roz.
Yes, to your friend.
It's not. Sam's not a friend of mine. He'd never caught a rabbit. You said your name was Roz. What is he supposed to then guess what your full name is?
Well, no, he said, is that Rosalind?
So what? Your name is Roz. What do you want?
No, my name's Rosalind.
Sir, what do you want?
I'm here. Perfect. Last time you rang up, you said no one calls you Rosalind. You said everyone calls you Roz.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. Do you not remember?
When?
Now you've sobered up. Do you remember?
Well, yesterday.
Yeah. Did you ring us yesterday? Yeah, the day before, I think.
This woman is steaming.
Bad, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean, yeah, no, I remember it, but I thought just then had I said, but you were remembering stuff, and I'm like, oh,
anyway, you're here now.
Even I remember stuff from 30 seconds ago, you lush.
Dirty pervert.
You said that,
that's
yeah.
That's my impression of Kath.
Dirty pervert.
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Dirty pervert.
Dick.
A dick.
Oh, no. I'm getting this.
What are you doing, Kath?
Double dutching it.
Good evening, Roz. What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, hi, guys. How are you doing?
Get to the chase.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, I think you're doing a great job, but now, actually, I think...
Now we're not doing a great job. Now we're doing an awesome job.
Awesome. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Well,
self-praise
is no praise.
Hey, how... it's praise. How is your Christmas shaping up? That's a serious question.
My Christmas, I'm going to Colorado.
Wowzers. To see the Beatles.
I don't really get that.
It's a bit too clever for
Colorado.
A little bit too clever for you. Works on many levels. What's happening in Colorado?
So Colorado.
Yeah.
Is that where Beatles live?
You get the reference, don't you, Kath?
No.
Sorry?
No.
Sam, you get the reference? Does anybody get the reference? Just me?
No!
I'm the only genius here.
I've even sung a song about Colorado.
You've never heard of a Colorado beetle?
No.
Well, it's an insect. It exists. It's a real thing. God, I'm clever.
No, it's not.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not coming down to your level. You are coming up to mine.
Sorry, that is just even off the... That's just like...
You are coming up to my level. I'm not coming down to yours.
Colorado beetle.
It's a famous
some sort of sexual move, but it's
you,
not.
It could be if you want, Roz. We could come up with something. Get on your back and never get back up. That sounds horrible.
Horrible.
I take that back immediately.
God. Weirdo.
Yeah. No. No. I don't know how that. I'm just picking out words on my back. What do you? I'm guessing you're there.
Oh, I know who this is. This is the lady who's got a picture of a pair of old woman's boobs on her Twitter. Yeah, you tweeted that you wanted...
Dirty pervert.
Right, okay, fine. I've got to work this out, isn't it? Right, okay,
give me a dick.
Not now, I'm busy. I'm trying to get emotionally balanced before
Colorado
it goes anywhere.
Beetle.
Colorado beetle. It's a famous beetle.
Okay. Well, that's the thing, maybe, Ian. You're being trying to be too clever.
No. There's no such thing as too clever. There's just clever. I'll slow the act down for you two if you want, and I'll come down a couple of notches.
I don't need you to slow anything down.
But I don't think I'm going to be able to. I don't think I can get as low as your intellect. Hello. I don't know if this show is a good influence on you, Roz. I think it brings out the worst in you.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Honestly, I think you're doing yourself a disservice sometimes, Ian. Poor cat.
What? Hang on. Where is this going? I'm going to shut up and listen.
Have you cut me off?
No, you're on.
I said I'm going to shut up and listen for a bit because I'm really hoping I get some pearls of wisdom.
Oh, and actually, I was just going to speak to Kath about like how the 10-year-old BO thing. Like,
oh yeah, go on.
We were talking about before, and Ian just cut us off the other night, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dick. And and now I'm feeling really embarrassed. And basically, so anyway, did you get my tweet about how you shouldn't be Ian shouldn't be downing the show?
Ian?
I'm listening. Yes. I'm waiting for the pearls of wisdom to come out. And
oh,
so
what
far,
pearls of wisdom? I was trying to
she's
be nice
talking
to you.
She's talking to you as well. She's not talking to me.
She is.
Well, I'm just, if anyone's there, you're going to put me on there with someone else. It'll be three of us and we'll be going, hello. See, this is why. No, I'm not, I can't call again because I feel embarrassed.
Oh, do call again. It's fine.
Well, listen, I feel it. Imagine how we feel at the end of every show. We feel awful. So, you know, it's good that you share a little bit. That we feel embarrassed.
Don't you laugh? You make me laugh with your funny things. I am calm. That poor bloke. Now I understand how he felt.
Oh, that guy was an idiot. That, Professor Joe Lavens.
He believed. That's why I think, yeah, you know, it's like, if these people pay, but no, they come on. Yeah. He's like, who was that?
Yeah. He actually sent me a very angry email.
Was it from him or was it from Khan?
No, it was from him. Uh-huh. He was furious. The thing is, he's very. I've met Joe Lavens a couple of times, and he is a very well respected author and lecturer.
It's prolific.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a TV
series over in the States years ago, and he's great. But he sent me a very strong email, basically saying he wanted more respect, otherwise he wouldn't be coming back on.
Yeah. I think that's fair, because you did actually say to Sally, didn't you, have you written like 20 books on...
Yeah, no, I like Professor Joe Lavens. He's a great guy. And I'm looking forward to hearing his theories on what they're going to find on Mars. And no doubt we'll get him on soon to talk about that.
Yeah. Because the thing is, he actually thought there was... He didn't realise you were taking the pee. He was like,
I wasn't taking the pee.
No, but who is the I Am Calm voice? I Am Calm. Just a caller.
You are a pervert.
Hang on, let me find it.
My name is Khan.
It's Ricardo Montalban from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. It's what he says when they realise who the bad guy is, and he goes,
my name is Khan.
Ricardo Montalban.
Montalban.
So that's an old something old, isn't it?
Something old. Right, so we've got something old. Now we need something new. We need something new. What you got for us, Roz? It's new.
Me.
Okay, there's two old things. We need something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
Oh man, dick. That's the blue.
I'm going to cut you off now.
No.
No. Thanks for calling. We'll go to the adverts. What does your poor partner think of this? Because your partner, I guess it was your partner, made a little appearance at the end of the last phone call, and you've only recently discovered us in like the last 3 or 4 weeks. Have we kind of taken? Have we stolen you from him in the evenings?
Well, no, because he normally goes to bed at 9, but I've never laughed. I usually listen to. Like BB,
Duncan Bucks.
It just doesn't really roll you up, but I was laughing so much.
Yeah.
And obviously screaming, and he was like, oh my God.
Here we go. I'm going to do something. I would like to do something.
I would like to do something.
No. I would like to do something, but I need your permission. I need your permission. So, do I have your permission for me and Sam to do something to you?
Not until I know what it is.
It is. Not unpleasant, and it will make you laugh a lot.
As long as it doesn't, like, you're not going to stand outside my door and wake up.
Could I join in?
Well, all three of us will join in.
Yes,
okay.
Then.
You ready?
There.
Ready, Gart? Yeah. You ready, Sam?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the tickles.
Do you enjoy it?
Are you tickling me?
We were tickling you.
You were tickling me.
We were tickling you. I was going for the feet. Sam was going for behind the knees.
And I felt at liberty to go for the armpits.
You were going... Yeah. I'll just imagine where you were going, Kath. Ooh, lovely.
All right.
But,
okay. Sorry,
but why was I getting a tickle?
Because you wanted a laugh. You deserve a tickle, and we're the tickle guys.
Oh, my God. So I'm not like... So is that a good thing here?
You got a team tickle. Think yourself lucky.
You got a free tickle from the guy who came third in I'm a Celebrity and his two slacker mates. Enjoy it.
Oh, sorry, don't say that about Kath. She's holding this thing together.
Right, goodbye. Right. Goodbye, Ross. Thanks for calling.
I love you too.
Bye-bye. 03444991000.
My name is Khan.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.